In this bulletin, a Labor MP says proposed hate laws are already working as a neo-Nazi group disbands. Help for those affected by bushfires in Victoria. And in sport, Daria Katsakina makes a second round exit at the Adelaide International. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Sunil Awosti. Federal Labor MP Josh Burns says the bid to ban extremist groups after the Bondi massacre is already working, with Australia's most prominent neo-Nazi group announcing they will disband. Draft laws are up for debate next week, and they would introduce a framework to outlaw hate groups that fall below the threshold designating them a terrorist organisation. Federal Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke has suggested extremist organisation Hizbut Tahrir and the neo-Nazi National Socialist Network could be listed under the reforms. National Party Senator Matt Canavan, however, says he won't support the laws, arguing they could silence criticism of the government's immigration policies.
Now, the government's facing a lot of criticism, rightly in my view, about its migration policies. And there's no doubt in my mind that under these laws, legitimate criticism of migration policies, of the integration of peoples into our country, the importance of maintaining the Australian way of life could easily be construed here as somehow a racist attack, and you could be prosecuted for it.
Palestinian-Australian author Randa Abdel Fattah says she has issued a formal defamation concerns notice to South Australian Premier Peter Malinauskas. In an escalation of the fallout following her disinvitation from this year's Adelaide Writers' Week, Dr. Abdel Fattah says Mr. Malinauskas has made repeated public comments about her character in the week following her removal. Dr. Abdel Fattah's lawyer, Michael Bradley of Mark Lawyers, says the notice gives the Premier an opportunity to right the wrong, stressing that Dr. Abdel Fattah was open to a resolution. At a press conference today, Mr. Malinauskas has told reporters, however, he's not aware that a concerns notice has been received.
Everything that I've been saying, throughout the entirety of this, my only motivation and all the words that I've spoken have come from a place of a desire for people to treat each other civilly, with compassion, in the interests of humanity more broadly, and seeing that within one another, and people will be able to judge my remarks for themselves when they see them.
Victorian Premier Jacinta Allen has announced almost $100 million in funding for communities and businesses impacted by the devastating bushfires in Victoria. The recovery funding will include $15 million to employ community recovery officers and set up recovery hubs, $16 million in financial assistance for households impacted by extended power outages, and an initial $40 million for primary producer grants. Local governments will also receive almost $12 million to kick-start clean-up efforts and local repairs, and $4 million will go towards financial counselling for impacted communities. Ms. Allen says the government is focused on helping communities recover as quickly as possible.
This announcement today is building on previous support, and as I said, is particularly focused on the recovery and the rebuild. And the first of those announcements does go to that point, the establishment of recovery hubs and community recovery offices that will be there every step of the way on the recovery journey with households, families, businesses and communities.
Climate monitoring group Copernicus has confirmed that 2025 was the third hottest year on record, underscoring a trend already fueling fires and floods in Australia in early 2026. In 2025, the global surface air temperature was 1.47 degrees above the pre-industrial level. Australia experienced record high ocean temperatures as well in 2025, which drove widespread coral bleaching off the West Australian coast and in the Great Barrier Reef. The director of Copernicus Climate Change Service, Carlo Buontempo, says this is a global problem that needs global solutions.
We are all on the same planet, and we need the data coming from all sorts of regions, Asia, US, America, South America, Africa, and so on and so forth. So ensuring that data will keep flowing and will keep being made, taking observation, is really important to understand where we are going. So I think this needs to be safeguarded. On the other hand, if we look at the solution, it's clear that climate change is a global problem and as such require global solution.
Convicted rapist Tom Silvani has lodged an appeal against his convictions less than a month after he was jailed for sexually assaulting a woman. Silvani was found guilty of two counts of rape in December following a two-week trial in the Victorian County Court. Silvani denied that he digitally raped the woman at his Melbourne home, but a county court jury rejected his story, finding him guilty of two counts of rape on the 5th of December. He was jailed for 6 years and 2 months, with Judge Gregory Lyon describing the offending as egregious and callous. Global central bank chiefs, including Reserve Bank Governor Michelle Bullock, have lined up in support of US Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell after the Trump administration threatened him with criminal indictment. Mr. Powell revealed on the weekend that the US central bank received subpoenas from the Justice Department about what he told Congress regarding the renovation of the Federal Reserve's headquarters. He says the probe serves as a pretext meant to pressure the central bank to cut interest rates, as Donald Trump has been pushing for. Mr. Trump says he's not concerned about the pushback.
Yeah, I think it's fine what I'm doing. We have a bad Fed person. He was extended by Biden. And yeah, I think he's wrong. I think it's wrong. He's done a bad job. We should have lower rates. Jamie Dimon probably wants higher rates. Maybe he makes more money that way.
In a statement, the heads of the Reserve Bank of Australia, the European Central Bank, and nine other institutions say Mr. Powell acted with integrity and that central bank independence is crucial for the stability of markets and prices. Dozens of people have been killed in a ferry accident in Mali. Authorities say the boat hit rocks and sank as it tried to land in the town of Diray, a Niger River town in the Timbuktu region of northern Mali. Witnesses say the boat was carrying families and farmers who had just harvested rice. Arriving after nightfall, when docking is banned due to security measures aimed at thwarting attacks by Al-Qaeda-linked militants in the region. Local authorities have not yet released an official death toll, but a resident of the region and former National Assembly deputy, Al-Qaeda Touré, says 38 people have been killed. In tennis, Daria Katsikina's hopes of securing a first title since becoming an Australian have been dashed. She's made a second-round exit at the Adelaide International, falling to world number 35 Jacqueline Christian 6-4, 6-love. It came after Russian-born Katsikina had a rousing first-round win. Jacqueline Christian, a Romanian, had her first win over Katsikina in three attempts, continuing her strong form after eliminating fourth-seeded Russian Ekaterina Alexandrova in the first round. Former world number 8 Katsikina, who's now ranked world number 48, is on the comeback trail after ending her 2025 season in October to take a mental health break. I'm Sunil Awasthi. That's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.